This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi guys, it's Emma
and Maggie,
and welcome back to another episode of Love Ya Bye.
I feel like we haven't sat down with each other, Emma, and just had an episode with just us two. I feel like we've had a lot of guests, and I did a solo episode a couple weeks ago, so I'm really excited to just sit down and talk. I feel like also we haven't even seen each other. We've both been, well, you've been doing a lot of traveling, and summer's starting to wrap up. So I'm just excited to do like an end of summer episode and just talk about everything that's been going on lately. And I feel like I have so much that I have been going through that I kind of wanted to talk about and I'm excited to talk about today. So yeah, obviously starting off the episode with the peak and the pit of the week, which we do every episode. If this is your first time listening to Love Ya Bye, we share basically like a highlight of the week and then like a highest and lowest point. So you want to start?
Sure. My highlight of the week is probably just, this is my favorite time of year where it's like a little bit chilly in the morning. It's warm during the day and then it's chilly at night. So I'm really happy with the weather. We went to Nantucket this past weekend and just like as like a little, it's barely even traveling. So we just like went down to the Cape, hopped on a boat, went over to Nantucket and like chilled. It was really nice to kind of like go there and relax. And the weather was perfect. Like it was so beautiful during the day. And then nighttime we'd get ready for dinner and you'd have to like bring a sweater with you everywhere because it would get kind of chilly. Obviously you walk everywhere on Nantucket. So like walking home to dinner was like, I would get like so cold. I'd like put on my sweater and stuff. And then my pit is probably, I was at the hospital this morning for a little bit because my fiance has like, basically he got like a parasite from swimming in a lake. So we were in the hospital this morning, but that's not really a pit, but it kind of is a pit because it kind of worries me, but he's okay. Like he's completely fine. But before that, we went to like a hospital in Nantucket and they just kind of were like in and out and we're just like, oh, you'll be fine. Like take this. And then he started taking like an antibiotic that like didn't make it work. I mean, didn't make it any better. So I kind of just have been like up at night, like looking up like what it could possibly be. So
oh my God, that's scary because it all started when we were in Oregon,
which is so long ago. That was literally a month ago.
That's crazy.
At least everything's fine now.
Yeah, and Boston has like some of the best hospitals in the country.
So. Yeah, like the lady today, she was like so on everything and actually like looked at it instead of the guy in Nantucket who was wearing like Spider-Man pajamas in the hospital and he was just like, okay, yeah, like it's whatever. So
well, that's good. My peak is that I had the best weekend at home in Boston for Labor Day because everybody leaves the city and either goes north up to Maine, New Hampshire, like goes to the lakes, or they go south and they go to the Cape, Nantucket, or just like leave the city. And it was so nice because there was no one here. And we went out to dinner Friday night and tried a new restaurant we've never been to. And then Saturday, I like walked around Back Bay and there was like nobody there. It took me like 10 minutes to get to Back Bay because there was no traffic. So it was just so relaxing. And I cleaned out my closet, like got rid of so much clothes, put all my summer clothes away and started just like getting ready for fall, even though it is like really hot out today. I was like, I can't, I'm not going to wear any of these dresses. I know.
Yeah.
And I realized like, I'm not going to wear half the stuff that I wore in the summer. So I'm just going to put it away now. Like I didn't plan to do that, but I ended up doing it. And I just feel like really good. I don't know. I feel like I feel so organized and finally like just on track with everything after like having a busy summer. Mm-hmm. And my pit is that, okay, I had the weirdest sleep last night. I fell asleep at like 10 o'clock, which is really early for me lately because over the weekend I was like letting myself stay up later since it was a holiday and all this stuff. So I fall asleep at like 10 o'clock and Mac ended up coming upstairs at like 12:30. He was like in the basement watching TV and games and stuff like that. So he ended up coming up so late and I heard him come up. Like, I think I couldn't fall asleep fully until he was, like, in bed next to me. And it was just the weirdest sleep. I felt like I was sleeping, but I wasn't. And I was, like, conscious and, like, my mind was working, but I was, like, sleeping. I don't know. It was so weird. So that is my pit, that I've just been having, like, weird sleeps where I will fall asleep and, like, not fully be asleep.
That was me the other night because we slept with the windows open. And I was, like, hearing, like, it's different because when we were on the Cape, we slept with the windows open and it was nice and chilly and, like, all you heard was, like, crickets. But here, I was, like, I've never slept with the windows open in this town before, obviously. And also, mm-hmm. I would never do that in the city because it was so loud. But, like, we did that the other night because our, like, AC, we were having issues with our AC. I don't know why, because our house is brand new. So we had another issue with our AC where, like, there was, like, this certain freezer fluid that they needed to, like, add more of. So they did that today, finally. But the other night, we slept with the windows open because it was so hot and colder outside. But I, like, couldn't sleep through the whole night because I was, like, hearing things. And also, like, there were bright lights in our window from, like, the street lamps.
Oh, my God. Mac and I were talking about that the other day. The street lamps.
Where? Like, in Boston?
Well, in just in general, like,
yeah,
in
Boston, they're so bright,
but they're so, they've never been this bright before.
Why are they so bright? Like, it literally is, like, shining, like, so bright in our room. And we have blackout curtains, which is really nice, but we couldn't shut them, obviously, because we wanted the window to be open. And I was just, like, awake, and Cleo kept moving around because she'd hear things. So I was just, like, and I'd hear the dog move, and I was, like, oh, no, like.
Oh, my God.
So.
That's annoying.
Last night, we slept with them shut, and I took. Which they are probably, like, who knows what the heck they are, like, ingredient-wise, but I love them. The Lemmy sleep gummies. I love really? The sleep gummies. Whenever I take the Insomnishol, I have insane dreams. I always feel, I still feel groggy the next day.
Really?
Whenever I take normal melatonin, I feel so groggy the next day. Magnesium doesn't help my body relax and fall asleep. These are the only things that I take them and I knock out.
Okay, Simon Huck DM'd me and, like, wanted to send me Lemmy, and I forgot to answer, so I'm going to go back and answer
today. You should
today.
Have him send you the sleep ones, because it says to take two on the back, but if I, like, actually think I'm not going to fall asleep, I'll take two. Like, what, back when the AC was, like, completely broken, it was, like, 80 degrees in there, I had to take two so I could knock out and, like, not wake up. But last night I took one. And I literally had the best, most restful sleep ever. I also fell asleep at 9:30. And then I woke up at 7:30 because Peyton was like, oh my God, we slept in. Like, we have to go to the hospital. And I was just like, I wasn't even tired when I woke up this morning. I wasn't groggy. Like, I wasn't anything. But I could tell when I take two, I get groggy.
I like taking something at night to help me sleep.
Same.
I don't know what it is. I think my mind.
My mind races when I shut my eyes. Yeah, when I shut my eyes, like, I will sit there and I will think about everything that I could possibly think about. Like, the other night, I started ordering clothes online, and I woke up in the morning and I had emails of, like, random stores that I ordered stuff from. And I was like, this is what happens when I don't take something at night to sleep. I, like, stay up, like, searching, and I just, like, order, like, random clothes.
My mind, like, creates scenarios, and I'm like, well, I need to do this and this and this and this. I'm like, oh my God, can I stop?
Yeah. No, I know. So, that's me. And then I also think about, like, my to-do list, and I'm like, I need to do this. And I write down in my notes, like, call this person, do this, 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 like, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, I was, like, up last night. Not last night. I was up the night before, the night that I was up, like, researching, like, what was wrong with Peyton. Like, all the possible things. Like, I woke up in the morning and I'm like, I think it's this. But I was also, like, creating my, like, wedding invitations, like, in bed on my phone. I'm like, and I was just like, I need to, like, go to bed and do this a different day.
That is so
funny. Which that's also been so much lately that I've been doing. But anyway. Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Ritual. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you know that one of our favorite things to do is try new restaurants around Boston or find great places to eat out while we're traveling. But you know what the worst feeling is? Making reservations at a new dinner place, getting all dressed up for the night out and meeting your friends at a restaurant, and then sitting down at the table to only have the worst stomach ache. Having stomach pain and feeling bloated out of nowhere is the fastest way to ruin a night out, but that feeling is exactly why Ritual created Symbiotic Plus. to save your night and make sure that you enjoy that pasta dish at your favorite restaurant. The capsule itself has a delayed release, which means that it's specifically made to help survive the harsh conditions of your upper GI tract for delivery to the colon, which is where probiotics love to grow and thrive. We do a lot of traveling, and my favorite thing about Symbiotic Plus is that it's a super small mint-flavored capsule that is so easy to carry around with me in my bag if I'm getting on a plane or going out to eat. And you don't need to refrigerate it at all. It's literally made to bring with you on the go. Including a postbiotic in your routine is something a lot of people don't know about that's actually so beneficial for your stomach. It provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and supports a healthy gut barrier. So it's really a win-win. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/loveyoubye to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
I feel like a lot of people who get married, like they always talk, I've always just seen people talk about like the stress of it.
I didn't think it was going to be stressful at all. Like I was like, oh, like I'll be fine. Like I handle things like I like working under stress. Like I genuinely like being so busy because one, I can complain about like, oh my God, I'm so busy and like I'm stressed. But like really, I actually get everything done when I am so busy and stressed. When I'm not busy, I'm just like, oh, I'm not busy. Like I have free time. But with the wedding planning, like, yeah, I have wedding planners, and the team of wedding planners that I have is like 4 girls. So it's a pretty big team, right? So you'd think like wedding planners, they do everything for you. No, they don't.
They don't do everything for you because
they don't. They just need plan to tell like them the wedding.
What you want.
Well, yeah, you tell them what you want, but
like they don't just come up with like a wedding for you. Like that's it. You obviously have to put in a lot of work.
Yeah, you. So like, I have calls with them and you like sit down, you tell them, you have to like look to see like ideas from other people and like kind of get the idea of what you want for your wedding, what it to look like. But then like the nitty gritty stuff, like they don't really help you with like, okay, with lists, you have to like write your list down. You have to text all the people on your list for their addresses, their emails, their phone numbers and stuff like that, and like put it in to the system like manually so that you have everything in one place so that it's easier to like send out stuff. So I'm in the process of like putting down both Peyton and I's lists and like texting people for emails, which our lists together, like from his side and my side, we have like 260 people. So it's like one by one, I have to like text them and be like, hi, can you send me your address? And then like, it's just so funny. So
I know, especially because you guys have so many people. I feel like it gets like it probably just triples the stress because I mean, I feel like eventually when I get married one day, like I do not want a big wedding. I do not want to stress. I just want like close family. Well, I mean, you guys can't do that.
Yeah.
He has like all his team and all that stuff. And I feel like he has just like a ton of like people in his life.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like for me, I'm like, give me like a backyard. Good food.
We tried to do that.
Closest friends.
We tried to literally like, do like a something that was like so backyard and chill with like food trucks and stuff. But then we were like, oh my gosh, we have so many people. Like we actually have to do like the most serious thing. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Like one of our friends is going to like do like marry us. So we were in the process of like figuring out how to like get that all situated. And I don't know. So that's been, it's been really fun. Other than the parts that are like a little bit like time consuming and stressful on top of like a job and stuff. So it's nice though.
That's good.
Yeah.
Also, it'll be all worth it. Like once everything is all planned and ready, I feel like this is just like the beginning stages. So
they say it's like really busy for like the first couple months and then it's like dead all winter. Well, technically, because ours is in the summer, but like it will be like dead all winter long until a month leading up to the wedding is when it's like busy again. But right now it's like figuring out like photographers, videographers, vendors, like all that. It's like so crazy.
I know. Well, actually, I don't know because I've never done it before. But
and I have to figure out my bridesmaid stuff and I have to send out how to ask them soon.
Get on it, girl.
But I like don't know how to ask and I can't even like ask you like for help because you're gonna be like in it. So I can't even like ask you.
Emma, I send you good ideas of stuff I see. Do you realize that? Do you watch your TikTok DMs?
Yeah, I know. I see everything, but like
whenever I see cute shit, I always send it to you.
No, I know. I see them for sure. I see them. I really like that girl, Greta. I've been following her for a little bit.
She gives really good advice.
She has such good advice and she's very organized and I really like her style. Because I've tried to like look at other people's wedding videos, but they're a little bit too much for me. But she's very like calm and clean. Like, you know, she has that clean girl look. So I really like that. And she has so many good ideas for like weddings. And it's so funny because she'll do like, if you want a June wedding, if you want a July wedding, like she has like specific month curated videos, which I like a lot because it all, they all make sense. Like when you look at her June one, it's like so beginning of summer type wedding. If you look at the July, it's like very July, you know?
Yeah. It gives you like that feeling, like that.
Yes.
Feeling,
like you get that feeling, you know, it's that not you get just in those like months.
A visual. It's like gives a feeling, which I think is like very important.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, yeah, I'm excited. It'll be fun. Fun next. Well, next summer. But I'm excited. Okay, so the craziest. Well, not this isn't even crazy. I feel like I'm so dramatic. Also, I've been getting tagged in like all of these TikToks. Not all these TikToks. Like I probably have gotten tagged in it like three times, of somebody like pretending to be an influencer and saying, "Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm so excited. I'm this and that," you know, over-exaggerating. Yeah, yeah. And people tag me and I'm like, that is literally me.
Me too.
That is me. And I get tagged didn't all even the time. Realize it. And I feel like at first I was kind of offended. I'm like, okay, what the f-? Like that's, this is so annoying. Like, but then I realized, oh my God, I say those things not because I actually mean it half the time, but just because I think that I've been doing YouTube for so long. I realize it's been 6 years.
I know,
which is crazy. So I've been doing YouTube for so long that I think that it's just like a routine for me to say these things when the camera's running, if that makes sense. Like, I don't really say that stuff in real life.
I don't say that in real life. I don't, I'm not like, I'm so obsessed.
I'm obsessed. So
cute. I'm obsessed.
Like, no, I don't say that in real life. I need to stop. And I'm going through a realization right now where that's one of them. Like, I swear I'm having like another awakening or something because I am like stopping that and being more conscious about saying those things. And also I've just been focusing on being like more, not that I'm not like authentic, but I feel like there's definitely things that happen in my life that I just like don't post because I'm like, okay, I don't want to complain or I don't want to come off as annoying or don't want to say that something bothers me because I feel like people could be like, oh, there's bigger worries in the world. So I feel like I stopped doing like showing
stuff
that happens in my life. And I'm like getting better at opening up again. Like that's what I've been working on.
I feel like you and I both were very open at the beginning of when we started our YouTube channels. Like I want to say from when we started in like end of 2017, beginning of 2018. And up until literally COVID, I'm not kidding you, up until March 2020, we were so open. We would vlog every minute of every day. We would talk about every little thing. And then the second COVID happened when everyone was stuck inside and everyone had an opinion that was like very strong because all they had time to do was like create opinions on people. That's when like we started to close down and like stop really saying what we wanted to say. And we just got so used to that for so long that we just don't.
Well, yeah, I think the pandemic like definitely brought many difficulties and changes in people's lives. Like I don't feel the same as I did before. But also I thought about this today. Remember the thing that we went through in 2020 when we were switching managements and we like weren't allowed to talk about anything that happened? That really affected me. Like I was like so.
Well, that affected us because it also caused stress between like our relationships that we had during that time, which like were so open and online that then it created a huge thing saying that like against us. You know what I mean?
No, I know. And I was thinking about it because I'm like trying to be more in tune with just like my audience and opening up. And I'm like, wait, that was a huge part of my life and my story that I just never opened up and never talked about, which I mean, I don't want to really get into it right now because I feel like it was like so long ago. It was 3 years ago, but we just wanted to be with a new management company after our contract had expired and we left this company.
Which is so normal.
Which like if you don't want to work at the same job, like people do it all the time, you know? Like you go find a different job. So we are finding a new management company and still to this day we have just never gotten paid for like months and months of work.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Not even that, like hundreds. Like a lot.
And I don't know, it was just so stressful and we never got our money. And I just never talked about it because I was scared of like, I honestly was scared to open up and like stand up for myself because I don't know, I feel like we were being silenced and almost like threatened that.
Yeah.
In a way, but anyway. Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at Starbucks. Hear that? That's fall calling. And the pumpkin spice latte is back at Starbucks. From that first sweater to late autumn weather, it's all of fall in just one sip. There's nothing like fall in Boston. The leaves start to change colors, the weather cools down, and football season is right around the corner. But honestly, the biggest sign that autumn is here is being able to order a Starbucks pumpkin spice latte again. Just one sip and I immediately start thinking about apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and Halloween all at the same time. When the weather starts changing and fall is in the air, one of my favorite things to do is go out and grab a warm Starbucks drink in the morning and then go for a walk around my neighborhood or sip it throughout the day while I'm out running errands. And when a long day starts dragging on and I just feel like taking a midday nap, ordering a pumpkin spice latte is the perfect sweet afternoon pick-me-up to lift my spirits for the rest of the workday. It's time to sip that first taste of fall at Starbucks. And don't forget to order ahead on the Starbucks app. Now back to the show. Since then, I feel like I completely changed the way that I like posted online. And I just like, moral of the story, have been wanting to just kind of get back to that. Not that I am saying I want to like be that person that I was years ago, because I know that everybody grows and changes. Like I'm going to be 27. Like back then I was like 23, 24 years old. I'm not the same person as I was then. And I don't want to be the same person as I was then. Mm-hmm. So I think just like being me, who I am now, and just like being more vulnerable and opening up more, because I know that everybody deals with things in life and everybody goes through things. And by me even just like sharing a little bit of what I go through and just things that happen, like it can help people, you know?
Yeah. No, I
totally agree. So that's been my realization lately. And I don't know. I like filmed a vlog this weekend, and or the past few vlogs I filmed, I've just been like, that's what I've been trying to work on. But I think it's important also to just be yourself unapologetically and not care about what other people are thinking and what other people are saying. Yeah. Because I feel like it's just so exhausting to live your life that way and say, oh, okay, well, if I say this or if I do this, like, how is that going to be perceived by people? Like, who cares how it's going to be perceived by people?
It is so exhausting living that way.
It's exhausting. It drains your energy. It causes so much stress, which is so bad for your skin and your gut health and your digestion. So it's, like, not worth it. And I feel like ending off this year and going into next year, I'm just really excited to, like, be authentically myself. You know?
I love that. Yeah.
And I've gotten so organized with things that stressed me out so bad that I just was like putting off because of how much they stressed me out. And I wasn't like facing it. And I've just been like getting all my stuff in order. Like right now.
That does not make you feel so good.
Yes, Emma.
Because then you actually like, once you get it done, you realize like, okay, that wasn't that hard and I should have gotten it done weeks ago because then I wouldn't have been so stressed out. And then when you do it, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I feel great, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I feel right now. Like, I am just like on track with everything. Well, one thing I do have to do is I need to switch health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Since I'm 26. Last year, I got my own health insurance and I signed up for this one. Like, I didn't really know what to do when I turned 26. So I had just gotten a link sent to me that my dad sent me, and you like call them on the phone and they like set you up with the best plan that they think is right for you, basically. So I call them on my 26th birthday. I'm getting it all set up. I set it up and then I go to make a dermatologist appointment and they were like, do you have insurance? I'm like, yeah. I give them my insurance and they're like, oh, well, we don't take that. And I'm like, what? I tried to make all these appointments. They're like, oh, well, we don't take that insurance. I'm like, so the insurance that I had basically, like, it's just not a good insurance. And so I'm in the process of the one that I do want has open enrollment in the month of September, but I couldn't enroll for it like back in the winter.
Is that the one that I still have?
Yes.
Oh.
It's called Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
So that's the one that I just had like I was used to having that growing up. His dad had it through his work. So I don't know. It just makes me feel safe. It makes me feel comfortable. I just like want that one back. And so I had mom help me with it like a few months ago.
Oh, good. Well,
not a few months ago. This was like back in the winter. And they told me that I had to wait to enroll in September. So I literally looked at my calendar today. I'm like, right after Labor Day weekend, I needed to open enrollment. So like I'm doing that today.
Oh, good.
But it's just like stressful when you get to the age where you have to kind of like navigate
life
on your
own. Listen to this. When you have to, yeah. So this morning I thought my house was going to blow up. So
no.
I get home and we have this guest room in our basement and we're turning it into a gym. And so we're going to get like a treadmill. We're just going to get like a, it's going to be like not like a crazy gym, but just like what we basically need and what we use. So I ordered like brand new Manduka yoga mats. I ordered new Bala bangles. I ordered like yoga blocks, like things like that for like the yoga side. And then we got a treadmill. And
where did you get your treadmill? Sorry to cut you off because I'm looking to get one right now.
Peyton's agent is like found one that, so we got it for free technically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know what, I have no idea. I'd have to look, but, and also we're ordering a sauna.
Love.
So I go and I also ordered these like space heaters because I want to do hot Pilates. And I got this one that's like an infrared heater and I go to plug it in, but I also had the other space heater plugged into, which like I learned that I only need to have one at a time. And so I plug it in and the power went out.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, not in okay. My whole house. Not in my whole house, though. Only the guest room, the basement guest room and the bathroom downstairs. So I'm like thinking, I knew I blew a fuse. I knew it. Like I knew that happened. But I was just like, wait. So like when I blow a fuse, like does that mean like something like actually blew and it's gonna like spark and like spark a fire? So I'm like freaking out and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm all stressed out. Like I have so much going on. The AC people are literally on their way to fix the AC. I'm like running around the house. I also like hadn't showered yet. And I was like freaking out. So I'm like, okay, like, what do I do? So I like went into this, we have this like creepy closet. So I went into the creepy closet. That's like all like the mechanical stuff. It's not creepy, but I went in there and I'm like looking at the control panel and I'm like, what the heck is this thing? Like, I don't know how to figure this out. But then I just realized like, there's a switch that literally says basement.
Yeah.
And it worked. But I thought that my house was going to blow up because I was like, oh my gosh, like when you blow a fuse, like blowing a fuse, that sounds horrible, you know?
Also, when you get your sauna and when you get your treadmill, like those use a lot of energy. You need to have like an electrician come over.
Yeah.
Because you can't just like plug your sauna into the wall and then
think
it's going to just work. So make sure you have someone come over.
I thought of that. I was like, okay, like when we get a sauna and when we have our treadmill here, like we're going to have to do something because clearly that's a lot.
Oh my God. I had something else that I wanted to say, but now I forget. Oh, in the fall, I don't know. I'm just like really excited for fall, even though it's not officially fall until September 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not going to get like a fall scented candle or anything in my house until it starts getting cold.
I'm not going to get a pumpkin spice latte either.
But like, I am excited.
And I'm excited
to sit and watch TikToks about like fall and
I'm so excited to wear Uggs.
Oh my God, really?
I need to order some like Ugg slippers like around the house and stuff. Like I love when my feet are cozy. Like I just got a new pair of the Birkenstocks with the fur inside of them.
Oh, cute.
Like the Boston ones. And it reminds me of fall because I would wear those all last fall and winter like around the house because they're like slippers, you know?
Yeah, like when you lived at the Echelon.
Mm-hmm. And I just ordered riding boots.
Cute. From where?
Fry. Cute.
And then I also got Chanel ballet flats for the fall, cute, which I'm excited about. And I'm really for black. And then I'm excited for basketball season.
Oh, to go to games. I forgot about that.
I know.
I was thinking about it on my walk this morning. I'm like, I really want to go to a Bruins game. Sorry, Peyton, but I obviously, like, I don't know. I'm excited for that too, that time. I feel like it's going to be fun. But I just feel like there's been no sports.
Well, football, but like, I'm so not really a football person.
Oh my God. I love when we have football on Sundays and it's like football Sunday and Mac is like in the basement watching it.
Okay, see, and that's the thing. I've never like had a boyfriend that just sat and watched football games.
Oh my God, he loves it. And I like to, like, I do my thing that day. So I'll go to the grocery store and like cook. And we make like, we made buffalo chicken dip last year. We made wings one time. Like, you can make nachos. And it's like that crisp air. And it's like, da-na-na, da-na-na.
I just remember being at the house in Dennis and Dad watching football and it being that sound and it being crisp and the wood floors being cold because they would have the windows open.
Okay. Oh my God. So this is something that we're painting right now in the house. And I have him here this week, starting today. I didn't even know that he was coming. He didn't text me. But I was telling Max, because he's doing the upstairs. He's doing our bedroom, the hallway, and the bathroom. Because I have that like really, really dark blue up there. And I'm just like, I know that I'm renting and I know that it's a waste of money. But it's at the point where it's like, I signed my lease another year. And the amount of money it costs for him to come and paint for me is cheaper than what it would have been for me to hire movers. To move all my shit to another house. You know what I mean? Just because I don't like the color of the walls. Like, I'm just painting it. And I'm so over. Like, I don't know. I'm just as like, it makes me happy. It brings joy in my life. So I'm going to do it. So he's coming this week and doing the master bedroom, bathroom, in the hallway. And I was telling Mac, I'm like, oh my God, if we didn't have Max, Big Max, the husky, it would be so fun to go to a hotel and like try, like, I don't know, like live in a hotel for a few days. Cause obviously like, we're not going to be able to sleep in our room because it's going to be like paint, wet paint. And so also I feel like it's going to like smell strong. Well, I don't know yet, but anyway, I was like, if we didn't have Max, it would be fun. We could like go stay at a hotel.
Poor Max. Somewhere.
I know, but he would hate it though. Like, he just likes his space. He likes his little area. You know what I mean? Like, he's 8 years old and he's 80 pounds.
Max friends watch him.
Because like, we can just watch him, you know? I'm not going to have someone come to the house to stay with him because I want to go sleep in a hotel. Like, I was just like, suggesting this. Yeah. I'm like, Mac, it would be so fun to go like downtown to like Back Bay or something and stay in a hotel for like 2 nights and kind of get the feel of like living in a different area in Boston. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, we're not going to do that. I'm just going to sleep in the guest room.
I feel like he used to do that all the time.
But yeah, I went and I slept in a hotel when our heat went out.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't stay there though, Emma. It was like end of November and the place was freezing. Mm-hmm. We had no heat. So I went and I stayed in a hotel and it was the most fun that I've ever had for like a little weekend. Just because it was so different. Like, I was staying on Newbury Street and I got to wake up every morning and like walk and get coffee on Newbury and like walk through Boston Common and walk along Comm Ave. Like, I just thought that it would be kind of fun for us to do that. But it, like, obviously, I'm not going to go do that. I was like, Mac, I can vlog. It'll be such good content. And he was like, babe, that's a waste of money. I'm like, wait, yeah, you're right. I'm like, I don't need to do that.
That's funny.
I know. So we have like projects going on right now around the house. And yeah, that's what's up. I'm excited. It makes me like feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like getting your space together and like, I don't know.
I know. I can't wait until my house is done, but I don't know where my coffee table and my couch is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you get your desk?
Yeah, I'm sitting at my desk.
Oh.
And okay. I have like my office furniture, but I'm talking about my coffee table. You know, the one from Eternity Modern?
For the formal living room.
For the formal living room. I don't know where it is, though. I ordered it a month ago. I don't know where it is. I know. It's okay, though. I mean, it's probably just taking long because it's like a big chunk. A big chunk. But I don't know where it is.
It'll be there soon.
Yeah.
At least you have, like, a place to sit, and it's just, like, a formal living room, not, like, the basement.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the last thing I have to say is I'm filming a morning routine on YouTube tomorrow because...
Love.
My new house, obviously, is gonna... It's just... I'm so excited.
But... Well, I can't wait to watch it and see your routine.
I know. I have one part of my routine that I've been doing every day. Like, this reminded me of, like, so 2019, but even when Peyton and I were in Nantucket, we brought, like... our morning routine stuff with us. Like, we literally brought our, like, salt. We brought our big jug of lemon juice. We brought... I've been taking Athletic Greens. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I know. Emma, I've been taking that for 2 years. I love it. I know. It.
But I put it in orange juice.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Oh my God, it tastes so good. It's like, so I'm good. Obsessed with it where I'm like, can I have like another glass like later on in the day? Because I just want to taste it again. Like, it's
because
so
it
good.
Naturally has that like pineapple, coconutty flavor.
Mm, it's like a smoothie in the morning, but my skin has just been so good.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks glowing. Like, it glows. I swear, I ran out of it and then I haven't ordered it since I ran out, but I used to take Athletic Greens every single morning.
Yeah.
And I had the glowiest skin. I didn't take it when I like had acne, so don't come for me and say, Maggie, your skin just looked like shit a few months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't take it back then. And that was from a hormonal imbalance. But I love Athletic Greens.
Me too.
I need to get back on that.
It's so good. And I've just been loving it. So I mean, I'm gonna do more of my morning routine in my video, but that's just like
I can't wait to see it.
I just wanted to say that that's my one thing that I'm like, it's so good.
Well, I just did, this probably is TMI, but I had to do like this test called a GI map test.
Oh yeah.
And it's literally like a stool test. Well, that's what it is. And it basically tells you like all this information about your gut and all this stuff. So I did that and I have to do my Dutch test tomorrow, which is a hormone test. And... it's like, this one's a urine test, but I was reading it and I didn't even notice this, that, well, you have to collect 4 samples and you can't have any alcohol or caffeine on the day that you collect. You can only have 40 ounces of fluid on the day of testing. Mm-hmm. You can't have bananas or avocados for 48 hours before you do it. And thank God I reread it last night because you're only allowed to do it on certain days of your cycle.
Uh-huh.
So... like my cycle is a 26 day cycle. So it said that I have to do it on days like 16 to 20. And I was going to do it today, but then I read through the whole thing last night just to like make sure I was checking off all the boxes. And it said no avocado and no banana. And I had a smoothie with banana yesterday. So I have to wait to do it till tomorrow, but I'm excited to get the results back of that and just get to the bottom of like what's going on in my stomach. Or just like, because I do have a hormonal imbalance and I know it's from like taking birth control for like 7 years. So
that's the one that I took. Did you not do that test?
No, I never did the GI test.
Okay. So I did the GI test.
Yeah. I only did the Dutch test, which I loved. And that's one like I remember,
you couldn't drink coffee. You couldn't, like, you had to drink a certain amount of water. Like, you couldn't drink over 40 ounces or whatever. And like, you couldn't eat avocado and banana. And I remember like doing that and I was like, I like couldn't drink coffee that day. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. What I'm like stressing about it already.
That's the one where I had to drink that, you know, that gross mixture that I had to drink every morning that was brown.
Yes, Emma.
I remember I would like go to sleepovers and I would bring it. I would like go to someone's house and I had to like drink my little brown drink in the morning.
Oh my God. Hopefully I don't have to drink that nasty thing, because you were like, I remember you being so grossed out by it.
Gag. I had to like make sure I had something to eat after, because I was like,
but ew. I feel like it did help, like taking that test and doing that helped you so much, because you used to have, you would bloat after you literally would breathe in air and you would be like, I'm bloated.
But yeah, like, you know, now I'm like, I'm never bloated. I do get bloated like around my period, obviously.
That's normal. That's normal.
And then I get bloated if I eat certain types of bread.
Yeah, you probably have like a gluten intolerance to something.
But like not.
Like maybe like seed or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so that one's really good. That one's going to show you so much. Like, you're going to look at the whole entire map that you get with Jillian. You're doing it with her, right?
Yeah. Oh, she was on the podcast episode, by the way.
I know. I want to work with her too. Again.
You should, because...
Not for anything like hormonal. Well, I guess it's hormonal, but I want to see... I want to do a test to like see if I have PCOS.
I definitely think I have PCOS. Okay. I'm not like educated on this, but doesn't it mean when you have like... It's like poly something, cyst, ovarian something. When I was in high school, I had a cyst on my ovary. And it happened a year after I started taking birth control. I had a cyst on my ovary and it burst when I was in school.
I remember
And that. I remember like, it wasn't my appendix because it was the other side, but I like couldn't even walk and I had to go to the hospital and they had to take me out on a stretcher in front of everyone in my school. And I was so embarrassed. And they told me I had a cyst on my ovary. So I definitely have like something like that, but I'm just excited to, you know, get to the bottom of it.
I know.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed this little chit chat, like end of the summer recap, and make sure to subscribe and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. And love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Love ya.
Bye. Love you. Bye.